Yep. Yehoshua takes over in Parak Aleph and Parak Beis. He sends the Meraglim. Now it's time to get ready to cross over the Yarden. So it says, Vayashtim Yehoshua Baboker, Vayisume Ashitim, Vayavo Ad HaYarden, Hu V'chol B'nei Yisrael, Vayelinu Sham Terem Yavorum. So where is Yehoshua? Where's B'nei Yisrael? They are at Shittim. Shittim is right at the border, on the edge, right on the other side. Can we get a sheet perhaps for Mr. Bean? Thank you. So... unfortunately, this isn't the Haftorah this week, so we can't pull out the Chumashim, the first one that's not. So they're at Shittim, they're ready to go over. Yehoshua gets up early in the morning, and he gets all B'nai Yisrael with him. He says, we're ready to go. This idea of Yashkem Yehoshua Baboker, he gets up after the crack of dawn. So the Yalkut actually says, not before the crack of dawn. Baboker v'lo b'layla. They don't get out until after the sun rises, not before it. Magid Misha nitin the Rishus Lamalcha Chavel Ein Mavchim Bein Tzadok L'Rasha. Why? Because night's a dangerous time, and therefore you don't go out at night. V'chein atamotze shoyu ha'avos v'anevim nogim b'derech eretz. And now that, normal people don't go out until later on, and that's the way everybody acts. Jenny, do you have any more sheets?
Yes.
So in fact, even the Nevi'im, the Avos, who had high levels of protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they also acted this way. Shenema v'yashim Avram baboker, v'yashim Yaakov baboker, v'yashim Moshe baboker, v'yashim Shmuel baboker. We see this constantly. V'alo devarim kavachom im Avos v'Nevi'im shehochu lasot v'tonu shamisha omar v'hoi olam nogu b'derech eretz. Alachas kama v'kama. You see, these people, if they were concerned enough not to leave before the crack of dawn, we should also be concerned about this.
Plus, they didn't have very good flashlights back then.
I think they recently invented something called the torch.
Oh, the torch.
I think which you know.
There's too much pollution.
That's true, and that's why the world is the way it is today.
Can you, hold this time out that school shouldn't start really early because all their students
will be coming out? Shh. That's an interesting point. I would send it into your school and see how that works out. So remember, we started off on Zion Nisan, and it was 3 days later, Yud Nisan, the day that we're going to cross over. And with that, the message gets out. So we're going to bring out the Aron, and when you see it going, you walk behind it. So what is the idea of the Aron going in front? So that's really a kiyum of a pasuk. We have some psukim we have in Devarim. In Devarim, it says, Shema Yisrael ato over hayom es yadim lavo reshes goyim gedolim v'atzumi mecha arum gedolos v'tzuos v'shamayim. So it says in Devarim, before this happens, here we are, you're going to be able to go out and you're going to take over the nations far stronger than you, nations that have strong, fortified cities. Am gadol v'ram b'nei anakim asher atah yadata v'atah shamata v'itzertiv v'nei b'nei anak. Now, if you remember, these are the sons of giants. These are huge people. Logically, you should not be able to conquer these people. V'yadata hayom ki Hashem alkecha hu arve lefanecha eishocho hu yashmidim v'hu yachniim lefanecha v'arashtem v'avadetem maher. The reason you don't have to worry about this is why? Because God is walking in front of you. What does it mean, God is walking in front of you? What are the words of that pasuk mean? Hashem is here, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. This beferish pasuk. So how could the Chumash be soyser itself in that way? So it means that Hashem is walking in front of you, and Hashem is going to wipe them out. That's referring to what we see now. It is the Aron. The Aron is going first. The Aron is going to smash mountains. It's going to be victorious for you. So that's what Yehoshua is telling the people. We're going to start with the Aron because Hashem said Hashem's going to go in the front. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is represented by the Aron that's going to go first. However, don't go too far behind. Ach rachok yeh beinechem ubeinov ka'alpayim amar b'mida, al tikru elov, manashir teidu es derech asher telchu bo, kiro avartem b'derech mitmol shulshom. Follow not too close. There has to be 2,000 amos between the Aaron and you. What's 2,000 amos? How much is an amma? It's at least a foot and a half, we assume. 2,000 amos would be 3,000 feet. 3,000 feet, it's over a half a mile. It's like we're talking about a kilometer. Right? It's over half a mile. Right? So that being the case, you know, it's almost a kilometer or so. So it says you can't come too close. You have to keep a certain distance. That distance is 2,000 amas. Now,
it's really already beyond the point of really reading them, right?
You have to have good eyesight.
Oh, okay. They didn't have flashlights, but they had good binoculars.
You count all the people from where the Aaron is, you're going back a number of miles. You've got 600,000 plus people.
Well, how large was Machane Yisrael? So we assume that it is Yud Beit's meal, right? Which is around six times as much as this. So, two things I wanted to talk about here. First is, so who's
on
carrying the Aaron?
Back, never saw, basically.
What?
If you're on the way back, you never saw
it. Well, what's to see? I mean, it's like there's a show in front, you know? There's nothing,
no,
huh?
Never saw it.
Right, you know? You know, again, I assume the Shvatim fought who has to sit in the back of the van like everybody else fights about it.
So I'd like to see them.
What?
Hashem is doing all these miraculous things.
But it's far enough ahead.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to have seen it. I want a front row seat for that.
Okay. There's a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban on these psukim. So who is carrying this Aaron?
Well, the Kohanim, it says.
So it says
the Levium, but here it says the Kohanim, no?
So why would I have thought the Levium?
They were in charge of carrying the Aaron.
So that is actually Machokas, Rambam, and Ramban. If you look at the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvos, one of the mitzvahs he counts of the 613 is there is a mitzvah that the Kohanim have to carry the Aaron. It says, Mitzvah Ramadal Hishat Tzivanu Siyisu HaKohanim Aaron Al Ketefem Kisfehem. There's a mitzvah that specifically Kohanim have to take it, not Levim. Because it says by Kohas that they have to carry things on their shoulders. What are they referring to? Clearly the Aram. Well, wait a second. This B'nai Kohas were who? B'nai Kohas weren't just Kohanim. Right. Moshe was one of the B'nai Kohas, right? Moshe and his descendants. Was Moshe a Kohen? Not usually, right? He tended to be a Levi more, right? Well, then one week he got to be a Kohen, but that was it, right? So, isn't it the...
Day.
What? A week, actually. Shivish Meimeluim. So... The Rambam himself admits, wait a second, how can I tell you this is a mitzvah of the Kohanim? The Tzivoy came to Levium, so here's the following answer. He said, at the time the Tzivoy came out, how many Kohanim were there in the world?
Just Aaron and his sons.
Aaron and his sons. That's five.
Not enough.
And shortly that went down to three. So he said, so originally there was just a lack of manpower, the Rambam says. That's just because there were not enough Kohanim. They couldn't do it. What's his proof to it? Kamosha is Ba'er B'Sefer Yoshua. He says, by here in Yeshua, what does it say? The Kohanim. It says this in several prakim, we'll see. By Shmuel, it says it well. Aye, but by David, right, when he's bringing the Aaron back the second time, it says the Levim. וכן כשזוכר בדברי הימה חרוקס הקודם לעשרים וארבע משמרות, אמר אחר זה, אלא פקודסם ועבודסם רוב רבי השם כמשמרתם ביד אהרון אביהם, כאשר ציווה השם אלוקי ישראל ברוח החכמים שהוא רומז ליוס עבודס קודם ועשה סס אהרון על כוסו, וזהו כאשר ציווה השם אלוקי ישראל. So the Yisifer later on, that no, it's really the Kohanim. The Lashon HaSifra, and he has a Medrus Halacha that supports this. Kim Mishpat, Tom Kasher Tzivah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Heichan Tzivah Levnei Kos, Onasan Ki Avodas HaKosh Harei Makasef Yisrael, Hinei Yisbar Shemitzvah Zub Mechal HaMitzvahs. So in fact, he thinks that not only is it the Kohanim who always carry the Aron, but in fact that is one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban has a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam where he does two things. One, he argues on things on the list. Two, he says these are the things you forgot to put on the list. Because it has to equal 613 either way. For everyone that he's going to knock off, he's got to put on another one. So among the one he knocks off is this. He said there is no mitzvah for the Kohanim to carry the Aron. Vot Amar HaRav, he's bar b'zeh b'sif Yeshua Shmuel kilodoros hakodim chayavim b'zu ha-mitzvah im yisu v'lo matzasi abir zeh. Avo b'sif Yeshua Amar v'yitzavas Amar Eibor kiroshem asaron bris Hashem alokeichem v'akodim v'halavim nosim oso v'atem tisu mimkom v'am techo acharav. What does he have here?
They carry and they fall behind
them. Does he ever quote the way we ever quote? What do we have here?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm saying that he quoted the verse from our Yehoshua.
No.
Why is it different, Shlomo?
Some is according to the Simos, so it's on the Pasuk. You go from the Lachta Machra.
Who's carrying it? That's what obviously that's what I'm focused on. Come on, we'll help you out here a little bit. So it says what? What's Rambam say? Vakohanim. Ramban. What's the pasuk say? Does anyone have that in there? Vakohanim Valavim? Vehalavim. Does it have a vav or doesn't have a vav? Does Ramban have a vav or does he not have a vav?
He doesn't.
That's different, right?
Now it's different.
Now it's different. It's big time different, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right? The difference, Hakohanim Vehalavim indicate
both.
Right.
As well.
Hakohanim Halavim.
The
first is just the Kohanim, right?
There are four of them.
It's interesting. This different girsa also appears in the benching for a bris milah. In one of the birshus, as we say, so what was the girsa? Birshus hakohanim halavim or vehalavim? Which one? What? Right. So the standard
kohanim are levim, but not all levim are kohanim.
That is correct. So again, if you assume that it says there b'shus hakohanim halevim, that means I never have to ask b'shus from a levi. If I say b'shus hakohanim ve'halevim,
it means from both.
Right. So here, so it's interesting. The Rambam says you see from here that the kohanim have to carry it. So where do you see that? I see it hakohanim ve'halevim no sim oso.
But don't we see them as one?
That's a big.
Because. For example, for an aliyah, a kohen can get bimkom, but you also in a theory
kohen can get bimkom. Can get bimkom what? Bimkom Yisrael?
No, bimkom Levi. There's no Levi.
Gabbai, have we ever had a bimkom Levi called up here?
Yeah, no. If there's no Levi, we do bimkom Levi.
Gabbai, have we ever done a bimkom Levi here?
The bimkom kohen. I'm saying the kohen gets Levi.
There's no Levi here yet.
Right, just get the. We don't call him up. He just takes a second one. Right? We don't call Bimkom Levi.
Do we call him Levi?
How is that we call Bimkom?
No, we don't.
He is a Levi, whether you call him or not.
Right.
Take another one.
Do you right? announce it as a Kohen or a Levi on the second Aliyah?
So again, you don't denounce anything.
Well, just as the brother.
When you call him,
he's already up there.
You've already called him, he's already up there.
Same guy.
Same guy. We don't,
you can't call a second.
No,
one.
No, you don't.
Nope.
Do
it's too much.
Ah, okay. That's
right. Right? So it's interesting. The Ramban here says, I don't know where he gets it from. The Ramban says, it says, Vehalavim. Well, interestingly, that's not actually in ours. In fact, you look around here, and no one seems to have that. Right? No one even seems to mention that there is another possibility here. So the Rambam seems to be one up on that one. Va'inan kamosha amarti shekol sheva kosher v'masa ha'aron v'mishpacha yishal b'nekos nifkadu al-reha b'midbar. He says, really, any Levi can do it. This is just their job. Ani tibi al-rabba zeshu davim b'furish k'far b'yo chabimoso shamar ha'b'gemara sota ketzad avu yisrael asayarde b'chol yom v'yom revim nosim es ha'aron. We're going to see that up until now, the Levim used to do it, and now this is an exception that they gave it to the Kohanim. The Gemara seems to indicate. So
in
this,
Yeshua.
Right. Again, for whatever special reason, we wanted to bring out the Kohanim. But you do that from time to time. Only the last day they did it. When they actually are going to stop the Jordan, for that, we bring out the Kohanim. But before that, he thought that there is no need. You might want to do it. The Kohanim is no problem using the Kohanim, but to say it has to be the Kohanim, the Ramban disagrees with. And if you disagree that it has to be, of course you're going to disagree that it's one of the mitzvahs.
Couldn't it be also about numbers? If you only have a few Kohanim.
You only have one Aaron.
Right, but it's.
And at this point, at the last count, we have over 22,000 Levim.
Right.
Right? So.
It seems to me that
there's probably enough Kohen to go around at this point.
Got it. It's not forbidden. It's not prohibited.
All you need is four, right? Four people.
Right? So. The next issue that I want to talk about is this idea of the 2,000 Amos. Where do we get 2,000 Amos? When I say to you 2,000 Amos, what jumps into your mind?
Chum
Shabbos. Correct.
What was the question? Sorry.
2,000 Amos.
2,000 Amos. Yilamdeinu Rebbeinu, b'soch kama amos odim yochol laloch b'Shabbos. So the Medrash wants to know, how far can you walk on Shabbos? Kach shonu rabbeinu ha-shoveis b'derech osoro agula al arba amos, divrei Rebbe Hanani ben Antignus metalto b'toch arba amos b'Shabbos. V'om ha-shvisasi b'mkomi, b'zocho mekomo alpayim amochol ruach v'ruach. If I'm in the fields, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and Shabbos comes, I get 2,000 amos in every direction. No, it's actually squared. You get more than a radius, right? Because in the corners, you're getting the square root of two or more. Ba'ashoves b'medina afilu hi ka'antuchia shi medina gadol ma'alech eskula v'ibura v'chutz mi'ibura apayim al-choruach. If I plant myself in a city, though, I get the entire city and then 2,000 amos. Well, beyond that, right? So if I want to walk from the east side of Denver, I want to walk to the west side of Denver, I want to walk to the southeast, I want to walk to Aurora, wherever I want to walk. So even though those are all beyond 2,000 amos, it's not an issue because this is all that my tchum only begins at the edge of the city, and this is all part of the city, the greater city of Denver. Now, where do we know this from? So where did it come from? So first opinion is, it's from this week's Parsha. This week's second Parsha. Shenema umadose mechutz eras pas kema alpayim amah. Because when they talk about the Ari Levim, it says that they got 2,000 amos beyond the city. Chen al tamotzi bi Yehoshua. Also, kishahara chahachri ves yuricho vayomer Yeshua Yisrael asidim atem la'amod shom v'rasos es ha-shabbos. Sham Ella im Tarchiku Mina Aram Los Tarchiku Yose Me Alpayim Amor Chol Ruach Lama Shetiu Rishem Lavo Lespalo Vif Neha Aram B'Shabbos. So in fact,
it says no more than 2,000.
Ah,
we suggested not closer than 2,000.
So he reads it. The Medrash reads it as what? He says, "Hey, with it, Ach rechog ye beinechem beinav ka'alpaim amar b'amida al tikrivu elav, al tikrivu elav." He says, doesn't mean don't come closer than 2,000. Don't become too close. What he's saying. So he reads it that you can, as long as you're within 2,000, that's good. Just don't get that close. They have a little bit of a velvet rope over there. So the reason they did this is because specifically you wanted to be able to go daven from the Aron on Shabbos because you're going to capture Yericho on Shabbos. V'cheinu omer ach rechog ye beinechem uvenu ka'alpayim amo b'amida al tikve rov romano sheritidu es aderech asher telchu bo ki ro avartim b'derech mitmol sholshom. וכן אתה מוצא כשם הקוש ברוך הוא ומושי שעשה לגורם אמרי הישרו עושה מדגרי ובכל רוח מיניים ממה שקרוב עניין שנאמר איש על דגרוב. So he says that the bottom line is you want to keep a certain amount of distance, but not too much because of this. Now, if Yehoshua is concerned about Tchumim, is that sound like a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan? D'oraisa, right? Yehoshua is right after the Torah was given. Rashi comments here, Kalpai Mama, which is also Doraisa. Kadesha Tiyu Yochon Lerech is Power of Fun of Beshabbos. Kachma first, but it's Tanchuma Rafishi Yosh, Asidno Yos, Sarm Rifne Yericho Beshabbos. Rashi quotes this Medrash from Bamidra right here to give us the same answer. The problem is that we don't really hold this way. There is a Machokas in the Gemara in Sota. Says, the Gemara tells us there's a machlokas whether the idea of tchumen is the oraisa or the rabbanon. How do we paskin? The Rambam says a yotze chutz l'tchum b'midah b'medina b'shabbos loke. That it says al yetz ish mimkoma b'yom hashvim mekom zehu tchum ha'ir. Well, that sounds the oraisa. V'lo nosna torah shir l'tchum.
What's he saying? I'm not.
So he's saying that yes, there is tchumen, but it's not 2,000 amos; it's 12 mil, right? A mil is 2,000 amos. So this is what? This is 12 times as big. So again, some people, most people don't agree with the Rambam. Most people say that tchum Shabbos is the rabbanan. Period. Right? The people, the Rambam says it's Doraisa, he says it's Doraisa.
A different measurement.
But he said, but it's much larger.
Shabbos is Doraisa, but how much the Tchum is Drabbanan.
Realistically, you're not going to go right. That far.
What?
12 mil.
12. So, Shlomo. There are people who exercise. Some people sit on Shabbos and they eat cholent, and other people have this. Maybe they might exercise. I don't mean to shock you. We'll slowly, we're going to bring you this around. I understand it's a lot of walking. It's okay.
It's also a good distance.
Right? It's 7.5 miles.
That's a good distance.
What?
It's a good distance.
It's a good. So again, one is it's not beyond reasonable that someone could drive it. Also, you should note that if someone let's say for example, it's Shabbos, and I'm stuck someplace. Can I get on a train?
No.
Why not?
You're not doing the work, but there is.
Why can't I get on a train?
A train that's already got. Going.
I'm not going to drive it myself. No.
My point is that you have a ticket already.
I either have a ticket or I jumped the turnstile. As we said. Why can't I get on one? Well, you're the one who just passed it. I don't mean to be difficult there.
Wait.
What? I'm waiting. You ready?
Getting on.
What?
More pressure.
Can you get on a Shabbos elevator?
What? Again, this is a train. A train is very large. I walk sometimes, so I'm not that large. there's no more electricity, no more effort because I got on.
So you can't get on.
Right? So assuming I probably would technically be able to get on. However, that probably would get out of the tchum pretty quick. Oh, we're all leaving the tchum together. What
was that? You're going, I don't know, across Manhattan to Queens. It's also the relation.
So, yes, if I'm not leaving the city, that's right. But But if I'm on Metro North, or if I'm on Amtrak, or the like, right? If I get on the Acela, I could end up in Boston.
If you get on in the Heights on the A train, take all the way down to the city.
Is it considered?
There was a Shaila many years ago. There was a very wealthy Baal Bus who had a house in Riverdale and also an apartment on the west side. And he used to split his time between the two of them. And he wanted to have one Seder in one community and the other Seder in the other community. So he asked Rabbi Willig if he's allowed to take a worker, whatever it is, and the guy will go to walk with him, swipe him into the subway. You know, he'll walk on, he'll get on the train, he'll get off the train. Is that okay?
If you made arrangements ahead of Shabbos, you have to
fly out. Right, so Rabbi Willig thought that there would be a terrible Maris Ayin, that everyone would know that he did this, given that he was a well-known person, and therefore Rabbi Willig thought that even though technically other people might be allowed to, this person could not. So
it's really just him.
Right, so in fact, what the guy ended up doing is he ended up walking, right, but you have to walk through Harlem to get there. So he had his driver drive behind him. That was fine. And that's a lot of steps, just saying. So I'm saying the issue of Tchum D'Oraisa is going to come up if in a case like that, for sure, even if you're not a big walker yourself. That would be a case, right? When your newspaper comes from Chutz L'Tchum in the morning, right? So again, has the brought it there been violated in Issa D'Oraisa? Again, that's also that relates to you, even though you're not walking it. So that's about, that's interesting that this Rashi in Yeshua is clearly against all opinions, unless you say to me, which you can, is that this is a really, really, really old Rabbanan that took place between Moshe and Yeshua. Which is possible. But yeah.
Who were Misakin that Takana?
So there are people who said that Moshe made the Rabbanans himself. Besides, there's no reason why he couldn't. Besides all the Doraises he brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also is Misakin the Rabbanans.
So is the distance between Manhattan and, say, Brooklyn, does that fall within these?
So again, this is beyond the question of Yeshua. The issue is it
distance?
The distance, again, depending where in Manhattan and where in Brooklyn we're talking about. And if you tell me it's all one city.
Well, that's my question. Is it one city or it doesn't?
So that's a question because there is a river between. Correct. A river runs through it, right? And so because, right, that's why it's questionable when yes, when no. Right? Manhattan, again, you can walk from Queens to Brooklyn all you want.
Okay.
Right? That's not a problem.
Right.
Right, but once you're talking Manhattan, which is an island, that gets a little tricky.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, yes, we're done.
Okay.
There you have. Okay, so that's the story here. So this is very interesting, this 2,000 Amos. One is we read it that they didn't have to be, there wasn't a 2,000 Amos break. That's everyone should be within 2,000 Amos. That's what we were saying here. So it's actually they were actually close, and everyone had a very nice view. But beyond that, also that you just shouldn't get too close, not that far back.
Well, if a non-Kohen, I guess, touched the Aaron.
If a Kohen touched the Aaron, they weren't
even
supposed
to. Even if a Kohen touched it, right. So.
But I don't want to ruin it for anybody, when you get to Shmuel, that's going to be a problem. If your name's Uzzah, you're going to have an issue with this.
You maybe said it earlier, and I apologize if I'm making you repeat something, but we don't want to get too close because of the power of the Aaron, or... It's just important.
Again, we didn't speak about it, but the concern is that if somebody reaches out to touch it,
yes,
they'll be struck down, which is a bad thing. Hey, the Yom Yeshua Amiskachu Kimachar Ya'aseh Adonai B'kibuchem Nifloos. So get ready, Hiskachu, make yourself holy, because tomorrow God's going to do miracles, miraculous things. What does that mean, make yourself holy? How does one make themselves holy?
Go to the mikvah.
So it says in the Meshech Chachma, which actually is the Haftarah from here on the first day of Rosh Hashanah Pesach, Hiskachu b'cho yaseh Hashem b'kirbachem nifloos, pirish, Hiskachu al tikchu al isha. What it means is that you're not all, men and women cannot live together, just like before Matan Torah. Why not? Why all of a sudden is there an Isser for the time? Whenever the Aron is moving, this rule kicks in. So that's what he's saying, is that since the Aron is going to be moving, it's not going to be in its normal place, therefore there is a prohibition against relations. Correct, but he's saying it's not because of a miracle. There's a general rule. When the Aron is not in its place, there is this prohibition. So now at this point, Yehoshua clearly says to the Kohanim, right, go take it and walk in front of the people. Now what does the Ramban do with this? Ramban says, yeah, this is the exception. He specifically wanted them to go into the Yarden, but this is not the rule. Vayomer Adonai El Yeshua, Hayom Hazeh Achel Gadel Chorei Be'enei Kol Yisrael Asher Yedun Ki Kasher Hayisi Moshe Yeimach. So God turns to Yeshua and says, this is the day where people will see, you'll be raised in the eyes of the people, and just like I was with Moshe, I was with you. Tell them when they get to the middle of Yarden, just stop there. Interesting comment in the Medrash number 10. Vayomer Adonai El Yehoshua, Hayom Hazeh Achel Gadel Chorei. One second. So it says that today is the day that I will begin to make you great, right? Really, this is the way the Sefer should have started. But God telling Yahshua, I'm going to make you great in the people's eyes. And his answer is an interesting answer. He says, this actually is the beginning. Just we don't write things in chronological order. So note, even though we're in the middle of the third Perek, this is actually the beginning of the story chronologically. So he says, so Yeshua says to Israel, come close and hear what God has said. Vayomer Yehoshua, bezos teidun ki el chai bekirbechem vahoresh yorish bepneichem esakanani vesachiti vesachivi vesaprizi vesagirgashi veroi veyirusi. So here, this is how you know that you're going to be able to conquer all of the nations that you're going into. Hinei Aron habris adon kol haaretz over lifneichem veyarden. The Aron's going to go in front of you into the Yarden. Each shevet should have a representative that should be sent as well. 12 representatives. There'll be a split in the Jordan. All the water before them is just going to stop and pile up. All everything beyond them is going to keep on flowing. So now they come out, and the Kohanim are with the Aron Kodesh in front. So when the Kohanim walk out there and they have their feet in the water, now remember, what time of year is this? The Navi tells us. This is springtime. Right? As we all know from whitewater rafting, right? Springtime is the time when
the water flows.
Right? Because it's the end of the rainy season. And all the water is coming down from the mountains now.
Snow is melting in the desert.
But from the Hermon, well, is the Yarden? Again, the Yarden. The Hermon goes down to the. Right, goes to the sea, and the sea goes down to the.
Yeah.
Right, the key. right? It goes to the Kinneret, and the Kinneret feels free. So again, everything's, this is the time when it's flowing strongest. Right? So that, this is specifically the point where we're going to stop it. Vayamdu ha-mayim ha-yordim mil-mahra kamu neid echer ha-chik ma'od me'adam ha-ir asher mitzad tzarasam vayayodim al-yam ha-rava v'yam ha-melech tamu nechvesu ha-am avru neged yirichav. So again, everything below, like the Yam HaMelech, that's just going to keep on flowing, it's going to dry out. While everything above, everything north, is just going to keep on piling up.
Like an invisible dam.
Darn.
Darn.
Vayamdu ha-kohanim nosei ha-aron bris Adonai ve-charava b'shoch ha-yardin ha-chein v'cho yiso ovi b'charava ad asher tamu ko ha-goyla avores ha-yardin. And with that, as it keeps on piling up, as long as the kohanim are standing there with the Aaron, no water is getting by, it's just getting higher and higher and higher.
But they walk off to let the people come behind them.
That's next week's parak. I don't wanna ruin it. But you're gonna be shocked to find out that the Kohanim are gonna walk off in the direction they came from.
Why?
Ah,
wait for next week.
Stay tuned.
I've read this before, but I don't remember it.
Ah, see? So that is the story. Now, three sources on this. If you remember, there's a very odd what at the very beginning of this, Yeshua says, Geshu Hena, come close. How many people are here?
A lot.
That's a pretty much an exactly more, correct what?
More than 100,000?
More than 600,000 at the last census, and that was just men between the ages of 20 and 60.
Okay. 600,000, there are a lot of people coming close.
Right, so again, that was just, right, but assuming it's also women, children, and the senior citizens, 2 million would be a pretty safe number.
How do you get close?
Right, how do you get close? So the Medrash is a very interesting statement. He said he was able to squeeze them all into the two bottom between the Aron.
Two
poles of the ark.
It's a miracle similar to
what?
It's a miracle similar to Beis HaMikdash.
Right. Originally they got them all to a Volkswagen, but then afterwards they went for this one. So Rav Huna Amar Zakhvan Beis Shnei Badei Ha'aron Amar Rav Acher Bar Rabbi Chanina Samchum Beis Shnei Badei Ha'aron Rabbanan Amar Tzimtzumun Beis Shnei Badei Ha'aron. Squeeze them in all there. Amar Lehem Yoshua. Yeshua says, look what's going on here. Mimashe Erziku Shnei Badei Ha'aron Eschem. The fact they could all fit into this small area, right? How far is it between the two bottom? 2.5 amas? That much, actually, it is that much. Atem yodim she'shchinaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'neichem. It's obviously that the Shechina is among you, and therefore, Vayomer Yeshua bezos teidu ki kel chai b'kirvachem. You realize that God is with you at this point.
The water piling up, that wasn't enough.
Well, this was before that.
Okay.
Right?
I think this answers the earlier question when we said, what does it mean to be the guy who's all the way in the back? So at some point, they were all pretty close.
Right. Yeah, they are front row seat.
Everybody sees and everybody hears.
Sitting right next to Spike Lee. Medrash says, "What zechus? What was the merit by which Bnei Yisrael were able to have this type of miracle?" Says Habrei Ravis, Av Mishein Yisrael Masim Tovim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gol Mizchus Habira. Just merely the fact that they were circumcised was enough to get many miracles. What are examples? Kishahoy Yisrael B'Mitzrayim Mishtachim Avodah Zarah. All the years that we were in Egypt, we weren't worshiping God. We were idol worshippers. Nemar V'Omer Aleihem Isher Shkutze Einav Heshlichu B'Gulei Mitzrayim Alti Tavu. This is a pasuk in Ezekiel. But God says, even though they're idol worshippers, I remember the bris. Next, Yotze Mitzrayim v'olu yam, v'olu mamrim. They leave Mitzrayim, they get to Yam Suf, they're already talking about turning back. As it says in Tillim. So that's it. So Yam Suf says, why don't we just, these people are such kvetchers. Let's get rid of them. Right? Bikish of Shinemar Vahamayim Rahem Choma. She says Malarem Chema Ubikshur Chonkan. Right? The word Choma, the second time, Vahamayim Rahem Choma, the second time, doesn't have a Vav. It's not Choma, it's Chema. It was angry.
I'm sorry, who's angry?
The water is angry. So the water started going up. They had to lift up their cloaks. Kevin Shiroha Mayim Esamila Barach. So they have bris mila, forget it. And with that, the water split.
How high did they have to lift up their things there? Pretty high. No gotchkas.
Gotchkas were not invented until the cotton gin, I believe. Next! We'll put Shlomo, we had the piece, right? Rav Aron Nikra L'Bizchus Mila. Then so too here it says. What happens now? For 40 years, what have we been doing about in the desert about Bris Mila?
Nothing.
They didn't do Bris Mila. It comes to the Yarden, and what are they going to do?
It's very difficult to understand that for 40 years.
We're going to have to deal with that when they get the Bris Mila soon enough.
The Ruach
Sophonis. Yeah. Right. The question is, though, so that's it. The Yarden says, for an Urul, I'm going to go and split for him. So therefore, who was standing with the Aron? Kohanim. And what do we know about the Kohanim and Bris Mila? Shevet Levi did it. As priest Chayin Soru. That's why the Medrash says that they specifically had to put the Kohanim and Leviim up front to hold back the water. Because they had the Zechus Mila that nobody else had.
When did that happen?
When did what happen? What's this that you talk of?
What we're talking about, the Bris Mila of the Kohanim and Leviim. When did that happen?
They never stopped.
Even through the desert?
We will discuss it when we... Right. As Prizchay and Saru. It says that in Zos HaBracha. Right? So that is the reason. Last is Gemara and Sota that we've referred to earlier. Gemara and Sota spent some time discussing what happens here with the splitting of the Yarden. We're going to talk about it a little bit now. We'll speak about more of it next week. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzer Ovi Yisrael Asa Yarden. How did it work? So, b'chol yom aron nosea acher shnei degalim, v'ayom nosea tchilot. So, usually what happens, the 12 tribes we know from Sefer Midrash was divided into four groups of three. And when they would march, they'd have two of the groups, like Yehuda would go first, right? And then after that, you'd have the Aron would be going together with the Mishkan, and then two more groups. So, usually the Aron traveled in the middle. So now for this, it moved to the front. Shinema hine aron habris adon kol aris over lifneichem. B'chol yom v'yom leviim nosim es aron. On a typical day, the leviim were doing it. Hayom nosu akarim. This is the support for the Ramban, indicating that this was an exception to the rule. Shinema v'ya kenoach kapos ragli akarim nosi aron Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Yosi omer b'shloshim b'komos nosu kohanim es aron. There's three times where the kohanim we know moved aron. Kishe Avru as Hayarden, here. Kishe Sibu as Yericho. Ukhshe Sirulum Komo.
What's the third one?
The third one was when the Plishtim take it captive. Later on, when it comes back, they move it then as well. This seems to very much support the Ramban, right? Because it says that these were exceptions to the rule. So, Bekevesh and Nitbulu Ragle Kodim B'mayim Chazwe Mayim Lachrayim. Once they put their feet in, the water started backing up. Shenamar, you kavon no se aron ad hayarden, v'anu amayim hayodim olmaro kamu neidechad. It would all go into one large pile. V'kamu gavon shalmayim. How high did the water get?
How long did it take for the Kohanim to stay there?
Well, again, as long as it took around 2 million people to cross.
Cross over.
They were just the crossing guards.
It's going to be pretty high.
Can you imagine that, Alex?
So the Gemara first opinion says Shneim Asar Mil al Shneim Asar Mil. 24,000 amos.
It's a lot of water.
Right? It's a lot of water. Keneged Machne Yisrael Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the
opinion. This is where the Rambam gets his opinion because it talks about 24,000.
That's how high the water went, so therefore it becomes Tchum. Maybe he should turn around and say that's how big Yeluluf should be.
I'm just wondering where he gets his number from.
We have to raise the ceiling a bit, I think.
He said where it came from. He said it came from Machne Yisrael. Amar Elazar Rav Shimon Lidvarecha Adam Kala Mayim Karam Havi Amar Mayim. What is faster, water or people?
Water.
So we just went to the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone, and that water was pretty darn fast. So again, so if water goes faster than people. If I'm moving 12 mil worth of people, so that's a lot more water is going to flow in that time. If Cain bought in Miami Shofiro some, so that's the case, they would pile up that fast, and still half the people wouldn't be through. Ela Malamich and Miami Nigdoshim, Olam Kipin, Agabe Kipin, Yasser Mesholosh Meos Mil. Rather, he says it was piled on top one on top of another over 300 mil. Okay, that's 300 mil is 600,000 amas high.
Wow.
Okay, which is 900,000 feet high.
So the water just got this.
But piled up.
Just stopped.
But how do we know when the water stopped? Meaning that it could stop, but the whole river stops all the way to its source, and it wouldn't have to pile up.
Well, no, but it says it was piling up. Isn't that what it just said? I'm not saying that for Yeshua, but I think that's what it says.
But what he's saying is it doesn't have to pile up all in one little space.
Right, you're saying there's just the
then theoretically,
right, so they get,
you could have 2 miles of river all rising
by 50 feet. Yeah. Right. So again, it talks about how far and how high. It doesn't talk about depth, meaning going back.
Right.
Right. Depth that way.
The whole thing is miraculous, so...
Right, so that...
It could be a million feet high. I mean, it's all... Ella, malav
sheyu by musician. How is... Adrovo sam kol machi mizrach umarev. It piled up so high that all the kings saw it. And this miracle became known throughout the world. As it says, Shneimar vayik yishmo a kol malchei amori asher be'eva yarden yama v'chol malchei kanani asher al yama asher shehovis asher besmei yarden b'nei b'nei Yisrael ad avram vayimas levavam v'ayu behem od ruach b'nei b'nei Yisrael. He said, because all the Amoris on the Transjordan side and all the Canaanites on the Israel proper side all saw this pile of water, and they watched the people walk by, and they realized, we don't got a chance. Okay. Okay, miles. That is a lot. That is correct. Yes, it is undoubtedly a lot.
It sounds like this was a greater almost than it seems to be strong, in the sense that more people were aware of what was going on based on how wide and how long it was.
Right, well, that's exactly the point. That later on it says that they all gave up hope because they knew about what happened in the Yarden. So how did they know? So the Gemara in Sota says, because they could see it.
Somehow the Torah does not emphasize the water. We keep hearing all the time in the Torah, Amud Ha'esh, and Amud Ha'anan. Why doesn't the Torah keep saying Amud Hamayim?
Where's it in Amud Hamayim?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, this didn't walk along with it.
Right, this is a one-time.
This is a one-time.
This is one time. I was like, the Amud Ha'esh was day in, day out for 40 years. But the Amud Ha'anan was 40 years, day in, day out. This was a very different story. This was a one-time. I didn't put in, there's an interesting machlokas. What's pshat? Hayam ra'av ayanas hayarden yisa le'ochar. So Hayam ra'av ayanas is referring to
Yamsuf. The Jordan stopped.
The Hayam Ra, the sea saw Bayanas and it ran away.
Right.
Hayarden Yisavach, or the Jordan turned around. Right? So according One way of reading it is that those are two separate things. Once was at the splitting of the sea was Hayam Rava Yanas, and then later on in history, Hayarden Yisav La'achar, it turned around. Other people say no, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, all of the water is split. So at the time, when Hayam Rava Yanas, then also Hayarden Yisav La'achar. So the Yalkishmoni in two different places gives two different pshatim on that, what it is. Right? But it could be that it's in Hallel, it's in Tehillim, this idea. This was a miracle of the sort. So, okay, so now we've got the rules. We haven't exactly crossed it yet, but we have the way we're going to do it. And if we can wait till next week, we will cross the Jordan then. Everyone should please come next week in their bathing suits.